Satan is a liar and the father of lies. We cannot expect the truth from him, but Satan is also a powerful spiritual being. Anyone can lie, but it takes a very powerful being to lie in a way few can unravel. The police more than anyone understand lies and liars. Anyone can lie, but no one can reconcile truth with a lie or a lie with the truth. The police simply keep the suspect talking about his lies until he tells something true. The lies cannot be confirmed, but the truth can. The one truth will have more power than all of the lies and will eventually overcome the lies. So it is with Satan, but the question is, not how do we catch him in a lie, but how do we catch him in a truth? 1. The first big lie told by Satan is that unfairness exists. This lie was introduced in Eden. Satan hinted to Eve that what God was doing was because God was unfair. It cannot be true that God is unfair. God defines the parameters of right and wrong by his substance. God is good because in his being he embodies fairness. It is impossible for God not to be good or to be unfair. Other than God, there is no basis for determining what is fair. If God is not fair, then fairness has no meaning. Without God, fair is what a self-professed victim thinks he or she is entitled to. TWO. Satan claims the world is not good because God is not good. Satan claims it was not fair for God to withhold what Adam and Eve thought they had a right to, simply on the basis of what it looked like. Satan claims it is unfair for white men to dominate desirable jobs. To decide what is fair and unfair, the state came into being. 3. To decide questions of fairness requires a way to decide what is fair. The democratic state represents the majority. Democracy hides a lie, namely that might makes right and the end justifies the means. No matter how many people believe a lie, and regardless of how much power they wield, the lie is not made true. No matter how many people support an injustice, the injustice remains unjust. Democracy does not and cannot determine what is fair or true. Even if a majority think free healthcare is a good idea, it is not fair to impose the cost on those who do not wish to pay. Free healthcare is not intrinsically fair. A policy that forces others to pay the costs of the program is not made fair by virtue of the numbers of people wanting it. Slavery is not fair because Democrats wanted it and were a majority in the South. Democracy is called the tyranny of the majority for good reason. If it is wrong to steal, how can it be made right because a majority want to legalize stealing? 4. Once we have accepted the need for the state, we are ready for the fourth lie. Satan tells us that taxation is necessary, which is true given the existence of the state. It can only exist as a parasitic creature feeding off of the work of others. But even this lie only acquires traction after we are told governments must provide social services. In addition, Satan tells mankind markets or the church is unable to supply all of the social goods the followers of Satan require. 5. As is the case with the above lies, the fifth lie depends on mankind accepting the earlier lies. The fifth lie is that the state must have a monopoly on power. The explanation is that if free education is a right, then the state must have the power to acquire the necessary resources to supply universal education. If people can resist paying the share of costs the government has levied, no one would pay and everyone would benefit, but the state does not have the capacity to give what it has not taken. So it must have the power to take what it needs to give what it wants, to whom it wants. 6. The sixth lie of Satan is that human rights are legal rights. This lie is important to the state. If rights exist independently of the state could not claim people had the rights it says they have, nor deny rights it thinks are incompatible with the exercise of power. If human rights are independent of legal rights, the state would not have a monopoly on power, nor could the majority opinion decide what is fair or just. 7. All of these lies rest of a seventh lie that the world is material. If we are physical creatures, there is no absolute right and wrong. If an absolute right does not exist, then human rights are only what governments say they are. These are legal rights. And since what is right is what is decided by people, the best way is to decide right and wrong by a majority decision. However, the notion of a physical world in which what is in our mind replicates perfectly an objective existence is both ontologically and technically untenable. Even if it were true, there is no way to test or confirm the hypothesis. All we understand and prove to be trustworthy is concepts. All that is in our mind is communicable concepts. Reality is what can be communicated in an articulate way. If it is not communicable, it does not constitute information and therefore lacks reality. God spoke the world into existence. Jesus is the Word of God. Reality and truth are metaphors for the truth and reality of God. Reality can be communicated because it is composed of information given to us by God. As we learn to communicate, we learn what is real. We learn what can be communicated because we learn the meaning of the concepts we use. Reality becomes clearer to us because our concepts are clarified. Communication requires an originator of the concept that conveys the idea, and a way to communicate the conceptualization in symbolic form, and a receiver that can receive and decode the symbology. Reality is a shared concept communicated and received. Reality itself is a concept. What is real corresponds to that which corresponds to our concept of what reality is. All truth and reality are created in the mind of a being, as information. The primary source of all truth is God, but human beings create information also. New information is what gives us progress. Progress is the development of our concepts. Progress is the creation of new information. The reality we have, the truth we have been given, is what limits the truth we can discover. Truth must be coherent. What we learn must be coherent with the information that exists. Each new understanding or truth originates in the mind of one person. Innovation is about adding to the information we have in a way that can be communicated. These seven lies are lies because they do not and cannot be reconciled with each other, nor be substantiated with the information available to us. This lack of logical coherence may not matter in a physical universe, but coherence is of the utmost importance in a conceptual and analytical reality. 8. The eighth lie is the lie that God does not exist. If the world is material, there is no room for God. If the universe is composed of matter and all truth is verified by confirming it is a material event, the existence of God cannot be verified by the very terms of the verification process. However, if matter cannot be proven to exist empirically and empirical science cannot be proven to be the only source of truth, then materialism is discredited. If materialism has proven to be incoherent, unprovable, and not yet empirically confirmed to exist, someone must validate the one reality hypothesis before it can be used as a way to discredit belief in God. In other words, we do not need to prove the supernatural realm exists if the only reason for doubting metaphysical statements is because of the belief in an unproven and unprovable physical realm. First, prove the natural world exists before demanding we prove something can exist within it. 9. A ninth lie is that mankind is an animal. This only makes sense if the universe is material and if matter, energy, space, and time have an existence beyond the conceptual realm. If we are able to think of time without reference to the concept of time, or imagine space without needing the concepts that compose our ideas of space, then we can be certain objective reality exists. But what is objective reality but what is in our mind? And what is in our mind, other than the concepts we use to communicate the idea of objective reality? If mankind is the concepts that compose what we know about man, then he cannot be an animal. Our conception of what man is too distinct from the concept of animal. The concept of man, as animal, does not make sense, definitionally. How we define animal and what we think of when we think of humans, have inherent inconsistencies. Only when we think of material reality as something independently real, can the idea of evolution be entertained. But then we are forced to believe, in spite of all of our daily observations, that man is part of the animal kingdom. 10. The tenth lie Satan made is that the individual is the key social unit. The true social unit is the church or social network. The individual has no identity apart from the group and no purpose. Our identity as an individual is formed within the group and takes form because of feedback from the group. Community is not a physical construct. The person is not defined by physical factors. Identity is a spiritual concept, as is the church. We find our place and identity through engagement with other people. But real engagement is limited to a dozen or so persons. This is why the church is a vital institution, and why socialism is destructive. As humans, we need to help each other, but in a dynamic and personal way. We must not permit isolation or others to exist. Everyone is important and a key to the development of our own identity. Lies are destructive of the social fabric. Lies make us mistrust one another. Lies create division and disharmony. We cannot fit lies together. If a statement meshed with everything else, it would not be a lie. One inconsistency is enough to invalidate a statement and define it as a lie. We have already noted taxation cannot be reconciled with the concept of fairness. If we must do away with the state to have human rights and justice, then materialism also falls. If one item on the list is a lie, the entire list are lies because they are all linked. At this point, the reader can continue to embrace these 10 lies, knowing they are lies, or the reader can choose a new reality. Each one of us must make the choice for him or herself.